Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton and I am back in the big time with the Team Talk. Obviously, I got to do my hire last week, but it wasn't quite the same because I was at Craig Cannon's wedding after he stole not only my birthday, but my Team Talk slot as well. So even though I got to chat to the callers, I didn't get to chat to some lovely Amphi Rap contributors about Jurgen Klopp's press conference. So I'm making up for that today with some big hitters. I've got Andy McCann, I've got Lizzie Doyle, and I've got Ian Salmon, all are in the Hall of Fame of Team Talk guests. And Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Burnley press conference. So we will react to that. There's a few little bits in there. He talked about the sort of chat with Paula Mann from Cop Outs, the LGBT Liverpool fans group. It sort of said everything about Jurgen to me as a man, that he said he didn't believe he deserved credit for having that chat. He just felt it was his duty to clarify to the fans a sort of message behind that, and I think that is a big measure of the man. There was also the sad news which was broken today about the passing of Fabinho's father, so obviously all the thoughts of everybody at the Amphi Rap are with Fabinho and his family at this time. There's some chat about Henderson and Thiago's injuries and being much closer, but we'll come on to talk about the teams in the third part of the show. I've got Natalie Bromley in the second part of the show, but first we will react to some bits from the press conference. And Andy, I'll come to you first, because there's this sort of idea of revenge which tends to get brought up whenever you play a team who've you know, beaten you in the past, or any bogey teams, and Burnley have always felt like one of them bogey teams, maybe in a blag way, to be honest, because it felt like, you know, Turf Moor was always a tough place to go, but Liverpool historically won at Turf Moor. But all of a sudden at Anfield, they have become a bit of a bogey team, because in 1920 they broke our home winning record with a draw there, making us 18-19 at home for that whole season. They broke our winning record at Anfield, no, our unbeaten record at Anfield last season, sorry. So maybe, you know, as much as Klopp won't want to admit it, I don't imagine he'll be drumming that into his players, there is a little bit of a sort of revenge element going on here.
Yeah, I think what's gone missing, and I kind of, it was something came on the other day, I think it was an advert on Sky or something, and I hadn't realised, I'd kind of forgot they broke the record, because that's seen now as a section of games rather than the one-off. So if Burnley had beat us and then we'd have won the next two or three back-to-back like we had been doing previously, I think it would be a bit more of a narrative. But that became a, did it end up at 60 feet, was it, on the bounce? And the 60 feet has become the story rather than Burnley coming and winning, I think. So I think that's took away from it. But one thing he does do, and, you know, you've just spoke about the LGBT stuff, I know we'll come on to speak about other things, but all the way through the press comments, he's just a boss fella, isn't he? And he wouldn't be having anything to do about Burnley being, he was getting goaded into, like, you know, the long ball the other way, and he's just not interested in whether he goes back and has a coffee now with Pep Linders and goes, fuck's sake, we're going to have to head some balls away here tomorrow, and he's slaughtering them. But in public, he's so respectful, and, you know, he describes it as an identified way of playing. We all know what that means, having watched Burnley and looking at stats after games and stuff, but he's only respectful to Dice, he's only respectful to the players they've got, and I think part of it is just because obviously they will pose a test to us, you know what I mean, they come and they do well, but I think one of the things with that is, as I say, the win they had at Anfield is more seen as a section of games rather than the one-off. So I think hopefully it won't be all about revenge tomorrow, it'll just be about us kind of cracking on and doing what we need to do.